Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on Gregory Adai, A-D-D-Y-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Adai as described in the reports listed above. Pitty is now a 71-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 8-10-12. Pitty was lifting tires on a truck and injured his left knee. Pitty did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pitty, this is despite undergoing unspecified surgery. Pitty, earlier in 2022, he received viscosupplementation injection that provided him approximately 2 weeks of relief. Pitty is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 12-14 in the amount of 22.5% permanent partial disability of the statutory left leg, orthopedic in nature due to the residuals of torn medial and lateral meniscus and post-traumatic left patella chondromalacia. Period. New paragraph. Additional medical records show he returned to the care of Dr. Kojo, C-O-D-J-O-E, on 2/21/22. Period. On that occasion, he complained of bilateral knee pain and discomfort. Pitty has advanced changes in both knees and treated conservatively for some time now. Period. He denies any recent trauma. Pitty is currently using Pennsaid transdermal solution and had undergone right knee surgery. Period. X-rays of the knees were done in the office, demonstrating moderate to advanced degenerative changes, especially involving the medial compartments. Per Dr. Kojo's diagnostic assessment was bilateral knee pain and discomfort. Per he has degenerative changes and was interested in intra-articular injections today. Per corticosteroid injections were then administered. Period. He returned on 3/7/22. Finding the injections were minimally effective. Period. They then elected to pursue orthovisc injections. Period. A series of same was administered to the left knee beginning 4/19/22. Period. A series of such injections were completed by 5/3/22 when his third injection was administered. Pitty also reported increasing pain in the right knee recently. Period. Exam of both knees showed crepitus with flexion and extension. Pitty, there was tenderness both medially and laterally. Period. There was full range of motion about the hip, ankle, and foot. Period. The last diagnosis given was chronic and progressive osteoarthritis of both knees. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed swelling of both knees, more so on the right than the left. Period. Motion of the right knee was full, but elicited crepitus and no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+. Resisted left hamstring and quadricep strength. Period. Right hamstring strength was 4-5. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a physiologic gait, both with and without his cane. Appeared there was no limp or foot drop. Pitty was able to walk on his heels and toes slowly. Pitty changed positions fluidly and was able to squat the 50 degrees and rise. impressions. Gregory Adai Jr. was injured at work on 8/10/12, as marked in my prior report. Prepared since last seen here, he returned to Dr. Kojo. Appeared a series of corticosteroid and then orthobisc injections were administered with temporary relief. Period. Mr. Adai also offered symptoms involving the uninjured right knee. Period. As you know, he had also injured his lower back at work on 6/9/14. Pretty states this came to settlement in 2022. Period. New paragraph. The current examination was virtually the same as that most recently performed on his knees. Period. And my assessments of permanency and causation are going to be the same as what will be marked. And that is the end.